of Rights.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test or visit our website at radiantclinicolorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Here, and we live in really amazing, brutal, confusing, dangerous, exciting, and frightening times. Because you see, the whole world financial system is on the verge of collapse, and people really don't understand the implications, so this is really all engineered. Last night there was a fascinating program on 60 Minutes. You can go up to on the internet and Google in CBS 60 Minutes, just give yesterday's date, and you'll be able to pull it up and actually watch them. The first segment discussed the global financial crisis and simply pointed out that the initial part of the crisis certainly happened when you begin to have the default on the prime loans, the subprime loans. But now the world financial crisis is getting into the derivative market. And, of course, they very falsely say, and they really, I think, distort the truth, that the derivative market is $50 or $60 trillion. That's T for terrible, troubling, T for $1 trillion. But the figure really is probably 10 times that high. And they're simply confusing that fact and concealing that fact from the American people. But even the a derivative market of $50 or $60 trillion is, well, that's a lot of money. That's remember our national budget's about $14 trillion, and we spend probably more money than almost all the other countries in the world put together. So certainly our military costs far more than all of the other militaries of the world put together, and the military is always the largest thing on the budget. So certainly we would be, you know, the world, all the money in the world would probably not more than $30 trillion in a year, and certainly they admit that our derivative market is $50 or $60 trillion of the world derivative market, but really that is an intentional understatement, because there are people who work at CBS who want to conceal a lot of the truth from you. However, that was an excellent program. It really did summarize very well how this whole thing came about. But what they're not telling you is they are intentionally not trying to fix the problem. And the $800 billion that they authorized last Friday is not going to be enough to solve the derivative problem, the worldwide problem, because they're attacking it at the wrong end. They should be certainly trying to stop the defaulting of the subprime loans and the Alt-A loans, because that's leading to the fact that people are just giving up their homes, and their homes are being foreclosed on, and the banks are being forced to sell the loans of the mortgages at a lower level, and that drives the prices of houses down. And every month this happens, why the prices of homes go lower and lower and lower. And all, since we have a debt-based currency, and debt is being destroyed as the value of homes go down, why there's less and less and less money in the system, and there's no money to loan out. It's difficult today to get a business loan or for businesses to get loans to keep operating. And since most of our businesses operate on credit and borrowed money that they get from banks, why, of course, they're having to pay higher and higher sums, or many of them can't even borrow, as the state of California, which is a corporation, is having difficulty borrowing money from anybody just so we can keep the state going here. Now we have a budget. They don't have any money for to run the state until the first of the year. And ordinarily, they just issue some bonds, but nobody will buy their bonds. Ordinarily, they go to the bank and borrow money, but the banks want exorbitant sums of money. And so Governor Schwarzenegger is pleading with the United States Treasury to lend him $7 billion so we can keep California going until the first of the year. Well, fortunately, we have with us this morning Charlotte Isabel, who our good friend, who formerly was with the Department of Education during the Reagan administration, was one of the senior analysts there, and she's written extensively about the failure of American education, not by accident, but by intent. And just as the educational system in America has been intentionally destroyed, so our economic system is being intentionally destroyed, because the very, very smart people who created this whole situation know how to solve it, are not trying to solve it, because they want to destroy the value of our currency and destroy our economy. Why? Why? Very simply because they want a world government, and you can't have a world government with sovereign countries and sovereign currencies. And so they have to destroy the value of our currency and everything you've spent your life working to create. With that as a background, Charlotte Isabel, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. And as usual, you know, you and I are, I mean, you're way ahead of me, but we are on the same page. I'm at the bottom of the page. You're at the top, probably. But I just, you know, dawned on me why we were being so led to the, like a bunch of sheep to slaughter, cattle to slaughter, 10 days ago or so by the media, the hype that was on, nothing to do with the truth. The poor American people, they don't care. They don't care about Main Street. You know, really, I'm sure it dawned on your listeners, I was a little slow having it dawn on me, but all of a sudden I thought, oh, you know, these same people who have robbed this country of its industrial base and sent all the jobs overseas are concerned about Main Street? I mean, excuse me. Then I began to look at things in a different way, and because I have to admit that, you know, the hype that was going on had me even quite upset. And then I started looking at everything in a different way. I mean, really, I am rather a Pollyanna, naive me. But I knew, I've often known, and even when I speak, I don't do much running around speaking anymore, but I used to say to the audience, if you can prove to me in any way that the major changes taking place in our country, which are upsetting Americans and hurting our children and hurting business and whatever, just name it, are not intentionally being carried out, deliberately being done, I will give you $1,000. But you have to be fair. You know, you have to find a really serious problem that is facing our country. And if you can prove to me that it has not been deliberately created in order to bring us down into what we all know, we refer to it in different fashion. Everybody has a different way of referring to what George Orwell called, you know, the totalitarian black hole being stepped on, you know, our faces forever, forever, folks.
A blue stamping on a human face forever.
Yes, and nobody was ever able to respond to me.
Hold that shot, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, of course, Charles Isabey. We just started talking about what's going on today and the idea, oh my goodness, we've got all these people who just made mistakes. And for Charlotte, was simply saying, well, she doesn't think they are mistakes. And she was referring to George Orwell's book, who described what the future was going to hold for the world. A boot stamping on a human face. Forever was the term he used. That was what O'Connor used, talking to Winston, who was the hero of the book. And O'Connor was explaining what the future would be like as the world moved into socialism under the ruling elite, and that's exactly where we're headed today. A boot stamping on a human face forever. And understand the analogy, what the picture, the word picture that creating this horrible world that lies ahead. At least this is what the elite plan. They are not interested in freedom. They've granted us temporary freedom here in the United States so they could use the military and financial power of the world to bring about this world government. And everything is in place. We have troops stationed in 131 nations now. Recently we started stationing troops in Israel, supposedly to defend Israel from their neighbors who we're financing and building up militarily for the coming war with Israel. So we finance both sides and all of this, and none of this is accidental. The idea that our leaders are just stupid, you know, but they're not stupid.
No.
They're diabolical. You go right ahead, Charlotte.
No, they're not stupid. They are diabolical, and I have an article, Dr. Stan. It's on my website, deliberatedumbingdown.com, and I think it's probably my favorite article. You know, one doesn't often say they have a... They even like their own articles, but I thought that this one, it's called The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork, and it is very important for people. It may be eight or six or something, because I keep adding or subtracting, but it's very important for people to understand that it is satanic, it is diabolical. My feeling, I wrote that article one day. I became aggravated with myself because I found myself constantly beating up on audiences, you know, like your good audience or any other American radio audience. And I thought, isn't there, you know, there's something wrong here. The people out there, as much as I do believe that they have, you know, dropped the ball because they've been terribly busy, you know, those in power make sure that Americans are extremely busy. They have two jobs, they're one thing or the other. But still, when we have tried to inform, and Dr. Stan, you are one of the greatest, try to inform the American people what's happening, they're reluctant to take on the burden, you know, to try to help out. And so I thought, something's wrong, and I figured it out. It's a seven-pronged fork. It's the dialectic where, which I was just talking about, everything's deliberately created. You create a problem on purpose, and then you get the people to scream, just like last week. And then you can impose a solution on them that they never, ever, ever would have accepted had the problem not been deliberately created to bring them to that decision. That's very, very important. The other very important thing is gradualism. The frog in the cold water. You know, over the past 150 years, the frog, you know, threw them in the cold water. You heat it up. You heat the water up until it's the boiling point where it is now. And the frog really doesn't even know what's happening to him because it's gradual. That's exactly what happened to us. The tremendous funding by the Federal Reserve, the unconstitutional Federal Reserve that brought us, nobody mentions that except Ron Paul, brought us this catastrophe in the first place. The Federal Reserve funding, the media, the total control of the media, the David Rockefeller quote in Baden-Baden, you know, the big, around 2001 or whatever, where he thanked the media, the major media, the Dan Rathers, the CBS, NBC, CNN, whatever, for keeping secret, basically, keeping all these plans, these deliberate plans from the American people. And I think there were a few other things, too. Semantic deception, terribly important, where the change agents, whether they're in education or medicine or what, but the educators are the best at being change agents, the vocabulary they use that sounds so good, like basic skills. A basic skill is to understand that the Constitution is outmoded. There are many other interesting comparisons we could make on basic skills. You know, so when you take all these things together and you look at the gradualism aspect, it would have been impossible for our country not to go down. Basically impossible because, and also, it would have been impossible to have been this whole agenda to have been built up and created by the normal, a normal human being, no matter how bright and how stupid, no matter how bright, basically, and with an understanding of history, et cetera. No, it's not possible for this to have happened so smoothly, really, without very many hitches. The only hitches we've had have been due to people like you, Dr. Stan, and, you know, the great Robert Morrises and the Don Bells and the Maureen Heatons and the Joe Hinmans and the Dan Smoots and Larry McDonalds and John Ashbrooks, et cetera. These are the great Americans that have been out there fighting. All of them are gone now, except for Dr. Stan and a few others, right? You know, there's been a handful, but all I can say is that it's been exquisite. What they have done, the carrying out of their agenda, has really been diabolical. I believe that. I may be wrong. And so I wrote the article because I felt it would be good for the American people to know how they've been had.
Well, I think you basically, by diabolical, you mean that there's a supernatural intelligence.
Absolutely.
That's going on, and that is so vitally important for people to understand. There really is a supernatural intelligence. There really is a devil. There really are satanic forces at work within our society. On rare occasions, somebody from the other side will tell what it's all about. Certainly, we have up on my website, we have Aaron Russo's discussion, I think it was with Nick Rockefeller, who tells about, you know, what their plans are, you know, and it's
right.
An interview we gave to Alex Jones, telling about his conversation, his friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller. And then, of course, we have our four tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Dunnigan actually about having heard Dr. Richard Day talking back in 69, telling
Incredible.
Him exactly what that was going to be. But probably one of the best things that's available today is a first-hand discussion by a man named John Perkins in a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, which incidentally is back in print. We do have it available for you, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, along with my four-tape set, my interviews with John Perkins. And he was actively on the other side. He was part of this, bringing other countries into a situation of economic bankruptcy so they would essentially go along with our plan for the world government. And even though he's coming from a leftist point of view, I believe his story is accurate. We've talked to him many times. And when you actually hear how we have actually put these countries throughout the world into economic bondage so that they would be subservient to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, which both are under the control of the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then keep these corrupt rulers in power, and then we have our troops stationed there to keep the corrupt dictators in power. But we can't let the American people know that. They've got to believe that we're there pushing democracy. Well, go ahead, Charlie.
That's right. Well, I think also that all you said, all you said is absolutely correct. I think that the satanic, the diabolical influence has infiltrated our own movement as well. And it's quite a tragedy. This is another thing that's been bothering me. Before I wrote the seven-pronged fork, I told you why I wrote it. I'm in the middle of writing another article, and I've got it here on the screen, and some of it. And I would like to read this. It hasn't even been published yet, but it will be, hopefully. But I've started out, and I would like to say, first of all, that Sarah Palin, I have mixed feelings about her. I'm very pleased that she has really gone for the jugular on Obama with his connections with the radical left. I'm pleased she's done that. Nobody else would dare do that, I don't think. I wonder if she even got permission to do it. But on the other hand, we have been, Sarah Palin, she probably may not even know what happened to her. She was selected by John McCain, and I really cannot vote for him either, because he felt she would be helpful to get the so-called old-fashioned conservatives on board, so that we wouldn't vote for Chuck Baldwin, and we wouldn't stay away from the polls November, whatever it is. That's why, and I think she may have been taken to the cleaners as well. But here's the article. It starts out, "My sincere hope is that the differences of opinion in our traditional conservative ranks on the naming of Sarah Palin as McCain's running mate is not going to cause a rupture amongst longtime friends and workers." And I said, just because Palin has enemies on the left, the usual suspects, does not mean traditional conservatives have to support her. A candidate who supports much of the Obama agenda, at least the most important part, world government through the implementation of regions worldwide, the North American Union. And then I would go on. I said, the division in the ranks referred to above continues due to the pro-life card. Now, here we're getting down to the crux of the issue within the conservative movement, how it has managed, knowingly or unknowingly, really, to keep us out of this world system. And I go on, I say, too many good conservatives support any candidate who claims to be pro-life, no matter how leftist internationalist he or she is. I am pro-life, and I believe abortion is plain evil, as is murder. However, if we look at the record of so-called conservatives we have supported to solve the abortion issue, what do we see? Have we made great strides eliminating this evil practice by voting for candidates who state they will get good people appointed to the Supreme Court to overthrow Roe versus Wade? Candidates who will vote pro-life in the Congress? The answer is no. In fact, the left must chuckle when it sees that the issue of abortion has become the albatross around our neck, since all other issues are secondary. For instance, consider the major issue upon which the UN's abortion, euthanasia, population control agenda depends: United States participation in the United Nations global government system. For those who question my thinking, please understand that getting out of the UN is the only permanent solution to the abortion problem. Can the McCain-Palin ticket, which supports continued membership in the United Nations, be counted on to go up against the UN population control agenda? Please bear with me. I have said this for many years, and I plead with good, true pro-life conservatives to listen. Does the pro-life movement believe that once our nation is under global government, the UN philosophy, the United States will be exempted from international obligations, regulations, and laws? Do we believe the United States will receive special treatment regarding the practice of abortion and euthanasia? Will we be the only nation allowed to outlaw abortion or euthanasia? Special interest groups in our country should make withdrawal from the UN their priority. Without complete withdrawal, Americans and their children and grandchildren stand to lose everything, including their right to life. Doesn't it make sense for the anti-gun control, anti-abortion, anti-euthanasia, anti-Department of Education, anti-NAFTA groups to get together and say, quote, we pledge to work together to put all our money, time, and brains into extricating our nation from the one entity which, once we are subject to its constitution or charter, will have no respect for any of the rights guaranteed to Americans under our Constitution, since there will no longer be a U.S. Constitution to protect those rights. Look what has happened to Europe with the European Union. In March 23rd, 2000, in London.
Hold that thought, Charlotte. Right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Right.
Charlotte is right there. Charlotte's right. I mean, the Bush family have always been pro-choice. But they have to be pro-life.
Eyes, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Charlotte Isabey. And Charlotte, before we go on, I want you to get out your website so people would know how they get in touch with you and your ministry.
All right. My website for my Deliberate Dumbing Down book and for the articles that I was referring to is that I've written is DeliberateDumbingDown.com. That's the website for the book. And then the other website, which is absolutely marvelous, it has original, you know, hundreds of thousands of pages of original scanned documents, including the 1953 congressional hearings, the Reese-Cox Committee hearings to investigate the tax-exempt foundations. Norman Dodd, who you certainly have heard of through Dr. Stan, was the research director for these incredible hearings, and I bought the only copy available about 2 years ago and put it up on the Internet so that Americans and foreigners, and a lot of foreigners have checked in on that website. They love it. Can find out actually what happened to America. We were brought down by the tax, and we still are being tax-exempt foundations. So those are the two websites, DeliberateDumbingDown.com and AmericanDeception.com. And now I was discussing, for those who may have just popped into your radio program, Dr. Stan, I was discussing the importance of the United States getting out of the United Nations. I mean, this is really something that has got to happen. If it doesn't happen, nothing that we are fighting for now, pro-life, keeping our guns, et cetera, will make a bit of difference. Because once we're down, we will no longer have our United States Constitution. Just like in Europe now, they have the Charter. We won't have it. We will not have the protections that we presently have. And my concern, my absolute the question that I keep asking myself is, don't the pro-life people, especially pro-life people, because I think that's the strongest political activism group in the country, and there's a great deal of money going in there and a great deal of wonderful people who are trying to get, you know, outlaw abortion. And I agree 1,000,000% that this has got to happen, but it will not happen under the UN. I mean, we will lose everything. You've got to understand. And so what I have recommended, and I just read this, I'm writing, in the middle of writing an article, which I'm now reading to you all, is that these groups get together and they pool all of their resources, and they have big resources, and they have a huge membership. I know once I talked to Michael Ferris, Homeschool Legal Defense, in regard to another serious problem, and I wanted him to come on board, because at one time he had gotten all of his homeschool people to oppose something which would have affected homeschoolers. And I understand that the Congress's switchboard was so jammed. I think it was as bad as when we were voting on giving away the Panama Canal. That is how powerful Michael Ferris's homeschool legal defense is. Now, if we could get just that group alone, but let's talk about other ones. What about the pro-life movement and et cetera, all together to say, out, we are getting out of this organization this year. You know, we could do it, folks, but we're not going to be able to do it as long as these groups continue to focus only on their special issues, which even if we are successful, it's not going to make a bit of difference when we're down under, because the UN is not going to tolerate a pro-life position or a pro-gun position. Look at what's going on in Europe right now with Poland. I mean, go on the Internet and type in Poland and the trouble that the pro-life Poles are having with the European Union. They're not going to be allowed to be pro-life. So, look, I just feel that history is going to place responsibility for the demise of the United States as a free nation at the feet of the special interest groups, freedom's Achilles heel, which failed to rally around the one issue, getting the United States out of the UN, without which all other issues become moot. Well, now, the litmus test for supporting and funding special interest groups and candidates for elections, especially candidates, should be, would you make getting the United States out of the United Nations your number one priority? Will you work with other special interest groups and with your elected officials to make sure legislation is passed to achieve this goal? Had we used this litmus test for the past 58 years, we would not be inextricably involved in the United Nations, which promotes abortion, euthanasia, humanist, atheist education worldwide, wars, gun and land controls, unhealthy lifestyles, etc. These totalitarian agendas will be carved in stone once we surrender to any regional communist entity such as the North American Union. Now, really, I'm positive that I am right, because all the evidence since 1945 is there. And if you look at any of the polls being taken, just go, for instance, to Grassfire, which is a conservative group, grassfire.org. The latest poll of conservative views, and try to find mention of the unconstitutional United Nations as an issue deserving your attention or that of the White House. Now, go there. Go to grassfire.org. You won't even find mention of the United Nations there as being something that we should be concerned about. So doesn't this tell you that the conservative movement has given up or something? It feels that the UN is of no importance.
Well, you see, the thing is that it's all one ball of wax, Charlotte. There is this whole world movement is a satanic movement intent upon a new world order, of one world religion, destruction of Christianity, of one world currency, a one world leader. And, of course, basically, they don't care how pro-life we are, because, you know, we keep electing Republicans to the presidency, and they keep putting liberal judges on the Supreme Court. 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices were put there by Republicans, and we're supposed to believe, by Republican presidents, we're supposed to believe, oh, shucks, they're just so incompetent. No, they're not incompetent at all. They know exactly what they're
right.
doing. And the people who controlled Ronald Reagan are like the people who controlled George W. Bush. I mean, know exactly what they're doing. They never put enough people on the Supreme Court to really make a difference. Almost a difference. It's almost, we're going to get this, just if we could just get one more Republican in, but they never get a good majority on the Supreme Court, because both political parties are controlled by the same
right.
satanic forces. And until people understand there is a supernatural intelligence out there, there really are Luciferian organizations. You can go to their websites. The Rosicrucians have websites. The Theosophists have websites.
Mm-hmm.
The Lucius Trust. It's a Luciferian organization.
I know.
There's a website. You can go to their website and verify it. Of course, they're not going to tell you their real plans, but if you once you understand what it's about and you begin to read it, then it all begins to make sense. And Charlotte's absolutely right. There are so many politicians who pretend to be pro-life, like George Herbert Walker Bush. Mrs. Bush's wife was strongly for abortion, as was George Bush, but he pretends to be pro-life. They take money away from one international organization that is pro-abortion, and they give it to another organization that is for the latter.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Here's what John McCain says about his health care plan.
Let's give every American family a $5,000 refundable tax credit.
But here's what McCain's not telling you. He'd make you pay income taxes on your health benefits, taxing health insurance for the first time ever. The $5,000 tax credit? McCain's own website says it goes straight to the insurance companies, not to you, leaving you on your own to pay McCain's health insurance tax. And that's not all. McCain's tax will drive up costs, causing employers to drop coverage. Experts say 20 million could lose their insurance. We just can't afford John McCain.
Barack Obama's plan? Strengthen employer-based coverage by reducing costs, cover pre-existing conditions, and recruit doctors and nurses to serve in small towns and rural communities. Read his plan at barackobama.com.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Our guest, Charlotte Isabey, and her point is well made. The other side knows how strongly the average conservative, the average Christian feels about the pro-life issue, and runs candidates who pretend to be pro-life, and usually they vote pro-life, on all the other issues, they're on the wrong side. And you support them because you feel so strongly about the murder of all these unborn children, as you should. But you do not understand the demonic forces which is behind the political process and the ideological process and the cultural process of what's going on today. And we keep losing and losing and losing. Because we believe the Republicans are pro-life and the Democrats are pro-choice. And believe me, the leaders of the Republican Party are as pro-choice. That's why nothing ever gets done. When the Republicans control both the Senate and the House of Representatives, the presidency, and they did that for almost 6 years, why didn't we ever get legislation through that did away with Roe versus Wade and changed the issue of abortion to a state issue and say the Supreme Court had no right to interfere in this issue? Because the leaders of the Republican Party are pro-choice. They just don't want the public to know. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, yes. I mean, it's just, to me, it's a no-brainer, this thing about the UN. I'm sure your audience understands what I've said. I mean, We could take care of this problem.
Sure.
This could be taken care of if every conservative organization, pro-life and pro-guns, would do what I've said. We could do it. It is still possible to get to absolutely deluge Congress to shut down their switchboards. And to support, Ron Paul has a great bill in there. I don't have the number of it, but the withdrawal or whatever it is. There have been bills through the years, but we haven't gotten all of the organizations to take a stand. And I'm sorry to have to tell all of you. I'm sure Dr. Stan knows it, but when Roz Haley and I, Roz was a good friend of mine and a good friend of Norman Dodd's, but she and I wanted the Council for National Policy to get on board with our little plan to get out of the UN. We had a nice little plan with little postcards that we would swap the country with them and send them out at Christmas and pay your bills and put it in there with giving few details about this evil organization to get out. And we asked every member of the Council for National Policy, I think about 300 of them, I don't know how many, this is the right-wing arm of, the left-wing one is the Council on Foreign Relations, and the right-wing one is the Council for National Policy. They both have the same agenda. And we were naive enough to send out 300 letters, this is about 12 years ago, to the members and to ask for help. And you know how many answers I got? One. From Lou Sheldon with Traditional Values. So they don't care. They don't care about the UN. That's perfect proof right there when I learned what these groups were up to. You there, not, Dr. Stan?
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. That's
right. I mean, but that's the proof. I remember my son, we got all of the telephone addresses and telephone numbers. I had the list for the Council for National Policy, and he put all of them into my computer, and we sent letters out. And poor Roz Haley, wonderful American, you know Roz probably, you know, she just was devastated because she was sort of the grand dame member of the Council for National Policy. She was a member, and she did not know what their real agenda is.
Well, but you have to understand it's the leadership's agenda. It's the fact that they use the organization to control the reality of the conservative leaders of this country and to focus their attention on certain issues like we got to get behind George Bush and win the war in Iraq. You know, we got to hate the Muslims. But the important issues like the danger of the United Nations or certainly the the sustainable development, what this is really all about, which ties into this whole international theme,
right.
Demonic, satanic effort to overthrow our Christian beliefs, this is never mentioned. They never bring in speakers on that. They always have speakers on other issues, like pro-life, which I'm all in favor of.
Yep.
But they do not understand they're being led because some of the leaders of the Council on National Policy come from the Council on Foreign Relations, or they're neocons, and they're going right along with the agenda. And they bring in Republican speakers all the time. But, of course, many Republicans don't believe in the principles the Republican Party supposedly stands for, because the Republican Party doesn't stand for those principles. They write write a great platform every 4 years, and then their leaders totally ignore the platform. But everybody feels so good.
Well, that, you know, it makes me think of Gorbachev. I think I earlier on I mentioned that he, you know, at 2001 or whatever in London, where he referred to the European Union as the new European Soviet. Mm. Now that means the North American Union is the North American Soviet too, because this is all regionalism. But the reason I'm mentioning Gorbachev right now, I thought of it, was in regard to what you were talking about. Way back when he was being put up on his pedestal out there in San Francisco and all, the Republicans, this was during, before the elections or something, the Republicans in Washington invited him to be their speaker at a fundraiser for Republican candidates.
Well, it's amazing how gullible so many good people can be, and our job is just to try to get people to think and to challenge. And I agree with your basic premise, and I hope people will go to your website, deliberatedumbingdown.com. Is that .com or .org?
Deliberatedumbingdown.com.
.com.
Yep, and americandeception.com.
And that's a very important website, so vitally important. Charlotte, we're out of time. I want to thank you for everything you do. One parting thought before we let you go.
Oh, one parting thought? Well, vote for Chuck Baldwin, everybody. I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be out of the country for a while. But I'm going to get my absentee ballot. Don't vote for either of these candidates.
God bless. Thanks so much, Charlotte. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Charlotte Isabey. I hope you'll go to her website, and Charlotte is certainly one of the leaders of this conservative movement, and we can be very, very thankful that we have her. Listen to what she has to say. The American Deception website is so important because you can read the entire text of the 2,000 or 3,000 page of the Cox Committee report and the Reese Committee report there. If you want to get something shorter, we do carry a book that's been actively suppressed for many years, but we've kept it in print, called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Point out how the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation have been financing subversive organizations for the better part of a century. But we can't let the American people know that. You're supposed to think that Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie are American, pro-American organizations and foundations. They're not. They are part of the Brotherhood of Darkness intent upon destroying our society. The book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, the telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. To get the four-tape set or the book on the Confessions of an Economic Hitman, the four-tape set's called Economic Hitman. The book is called Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, for the information, where Aaron Russo talks to Nick Rockefeller, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to other videos. And if you scroll down there, you should be able to find that Aaron Russo clip. It comes from a Prison Planet. We just simply have a link to that so that you can actually link from our website to that interview where Aaron Russo tells about how Nick Rockefeller told him what they really intend to do, how everybody's going to have a chip, and they want to just starve you to death. They just cut off your chip, and you won't be able to buy or sell without that. And, of course, when you understand the satanic background of this idea, that you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast to be known by the number of his name, then it all begins to make sense. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. Hear my talk on the planned police state and get the syllabus that goes with that, because we include material from the Lucius Trust, the Lucifer Publishing House, formerly. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. And then don't forget about our all-day seminar. It's less than 3 weeks away on the 26th of October, right here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And if you're going to come, you're going to have reservations. Beautiful place to come. Dr. Blaylock will be there. Joanna Michelson talking about her experience in the supernatural. Pat Wood talking about finances and what you're going to have to do to survive the coming economic.